If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM, let's create.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm a dreamer. Yes, I am. Thank you.
Oh, my headphones aren't even on.
Yeah, put your headphones on.
Coming to you from the Glass House Studios in Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah, Sandy, come on.
It's Friday.
You guys are on one.
Come on down. Let me pull this down.
Loud.
Remember the first episode where you just screamed over it for the whole time?
Yes. I appreciate you pointing that out immediately, Sammy, because I didn't realize it was that loud. And then I listened to our very first podcast back, I'm like, Sammy was right. The music is extremely loud. I just got back from the doctor's office.
You're so loopy? Did they give you something?
Well, they are going to give me something. Maybe that's what I need. I went to the doctor because I feel that I have some anxiety issues. And I feel like with everything that's happening, the Woolworth Theater, the wine. We leave for Napa Valley tomorrow, by the way. Why is Sean Silva so loud out there?
It's not Sean. It's whoever he's talking to.
Oh, sorry.
It's Lee.
Lee?
Yeah, Lee. We're doing a podcast.
God, it's like this is your office.
Yeah. It's like we're intruding in the middle of the day.
Before I get into my stories, we do borrow this office from Sean Silva.
Yeah.
And this is the middle of the day. We normally do it at night.
Do we?
Well, no, we normally do it
maybe
later.
Maybe in 2020 we did.
That's true. We normally do it like later in the day when it's more snug.
And there's more parking available.
That's right.
There's a whole bunch of people here today.
It is. Yeah, we are recording this on a Friday. And coming in, I saw a bunch of tourists. It makes me happy to see this many tourists in our town in Nashville, Tennessee. Sammy, how do you feel about that?
Listen, I love that tourists are here. But my God, the Gulch gives me literal heart palpitations. I want to run my car into every person.
Yes.
It's okay. Here's the thing. I'm happy you're here, but like, pay attention. That's the thing that gets me, is that this is not New Orleans. We do drive on our roads. So if Deborah just like walks out in the front of my car and then she starts digging through her purse when there's a green light, and I hit her, how is that my fault?
That's true.
I mean, I know it's my fault, but I'm like, y'all, just pay attention. That's all I ask.
I wouldn't recommend trying that to see what the judge says, but I would say.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, what do I have to lose?
All right, you know, you always say, because I want to get back to the anxiety and all that stuff, but you know, you always say, that you never know what we're talking about.
That is very factual evidence. Yeah,
all right. Well, I'm going to set you up as much as I can. We're going to talk about.
Oh, you're going to give it to us right here on air.
Then I'm going to go back into my anxiety story. So through my anxiety story, you have time to prep for.
So we can just not listen to you and think about our own thoughts.
That's right. That's
what
right.
What a giver you are, Charles. Thank you so much.
Happy Friday.
Wow.
Okay. We're going to talk about Brittany Aldean and Cassie Rosa Wicks.
Heard of them.
Their patriotic clothing line they launched.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about keyboard warriors and how they suck. Okay. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how we're going to Napa tomorrow.
Who's we? Are we going to?
My whole family. My whole family's going to Napa. You're invited. Always invited. Always invited.
No, it's never an invite. Chuck pretends like he invites us places, but he's just like, yeah, well, we already booked a whole plane to ourselves. So like, good luck getting there. You're like, all right, cool. I'll just go sit on my thumb.
It's tomorrow. Yeah.
It's tomorrow. You can go to Napa if you want.
Always invited. Yeah, we're there till Wednesday.
So. Who's going to watch your dogs then?
You're not invited.
Yeah, I'm not invited.
Oh, are you watching my dogs Sunday? What time are you getting in there Sunday?
You asked me Sunday to Wednesday, and I said yes, because I'm going to the Titans game on Sunday. So I said I could get there Sunday night, and you said, okay.
Okay.
And then he texts me 4 days later, and he goes, hey, you good for Saturday morning? Pretty sure that's not how a calendar works, pal.
And we're also going to talk about the CMA Awards. Okay.
Woohoo!
And how we feel about those. And I actually... this might be the first time ever we have two guests that requested to be here for this podcast. And I said, I'm going to make it happen. So Julie and her mother is here. And I think I might. They went to the CMA Awards. I've known Julie for a long time. She was probably since 2010. I met her in Michigan, I want to sing. That a concert. Anyway, they're big country music fans. They went to the CMA Awards. So we're going to get a fan's perspective of the CMA Awards. But first, you're going to get our perspective. And we're super insiders. So we like, you got Sammy that works for Sony. Abby works at the Bobby Bones Show. I'm an artist and I do everything else. Okay. So back to my anxiety. So I had, you remember when I had a...
Remember
when I had really bad acid reflux?
Yes.
All right. And it flipped me out and I couldn't breathe. So I was going, I kept doing that. I'm like, what's happening? I think I'm dying. So I went to the gastro doctor and they did an ultrasound on my entire stomach. So they did an ultrasound on my stomach, my liver, my kidneys, my gallbladder, all the things, all the guts did an ultrasound. Came back that I have gallbladder stones.
Now they're going to say that I have anxiety.
You're a panic freak. that I have gallbladder stones and gallbladder sludge. So I said, what does that mean? What does that mean?
I don't like that word.
I don't like sludge. Yeah, I just think there's
anything inside me named sludge can
I feel
get
like
the F
there's
out.
two tiny people inside my gallbladder right now just sweeping sludge
Ew,
in there.
Like Chuck.
I just imagine.
Like late night on Broadway.
Yeah,
it's 3:30 a.m. sludge.
Old beer can.
Yeah, I used to have to do that. I know it well.
I want to go.
Anyway, so I asked, what does that mean? And they said, well,
can't be good.
If you start having really sharp pains and some problems with your gallbladder, we're just going to take it out. I go, why do you say it so nonchalantly? Oh, we're just going to take your gallbladder out. I'm pretty sure God put gallbladder in the system for a purpose. Why are you going to take it out?
Mm-hmm.
Come to find out, we don't really need our gallbladder.
Would I be thinner without it? Because I might get mine out.
Depends on how big it is. That's how much many pounds you lose.
Hey.
How much is my liver weigh?
Yeah, no, I need that.
Yeah, you need that.
Yeah, I need that one.
Yeah, if what's left.
I put it to use. Yeah, I put that one to use. I need that one.
So I then said, I need to address the breathing problems, right? I'm like, well, because the gastro doc said that has nothing to do. The breathing, that has nothing to do with your gallbladder. I said, it's anxiety, isn't it? He's like, yeah, you're probably having a little anxiety issues. So I've lived in this town for 20 years, almost, and I've never had a primary care physician.
What?
What a dude thing to say.
I know. It's crazy.
Why?
Because I'm... Because I'm a dude.
They don't go until you have to get your shit checked when you're old.
Yes.
They just are like, what's a doctor?
So I found a great doctor recommended by Jason Aldean, whose album's out today.
Humble brag.
Called Macon.
Chuck is a king of humble brags.
So I walked in. He made some room for me, thank God. Because I did pull that card. I'm like, Jason, can you call... Can you call your doctor?
You made Jason call your doctor for you?
No, I had him text it. No, it's not my doctor. It wasn't my doctor yet. I called the doctor that he goes to because his primary care physician...
This is gross, Chuck.
Time out. I said, and Mackenzie, my stepdaughter, goes to him as well. I needed a primary care physician. So I go, hey guys, who do you go to? So they told me, right? Mm-hmm. So then I'm like, I called him myself first, Google searched the name. I said, hi, Dr. So-and-so, I need to get in. I need a primary care physician. Basically, my whole family goes to you already. Can I get in? The person who answers the phone said,
In March of 2023, you can.
100%. Yes. It was next year, like in March.
Yeah.
Like he's not taking any new patients, and it won't be till February, March, till he even sees anybody.
You're like, yeah, well, I might be dead by then, so can you hurry this up?
So I said, this is why I don't have a primary care physician, because you don't have any room.
Yeah.
So I said, that's fine. So then I asked Jason, I go, hey, your doctor is full. He's so cool. He's so full. He texted
me. So can you call him out to the house for me?
Yes. So anyway, they call me back. Like, hey, we made room for you. And I'm like, perfect. So I did pull a Jason card on that one.
Yeah.
You would too, right? I would.
Actually, if I was desperate, yeah.
Thank you.
Because I'm not going to wait.
Well, hold on. I wasn't desperate. Yeah, desperate. Anyway, so I went to the doctor today, told him all my things, all my symptoms. He said, now, when I had gallbladder stones, when I went to the doctor, I weighed 207.
Okay.
207. When he called me and said I had gallbladder stones, I said, what do I need to do? He goes, well, you need to eat a clean diet. Like, clean diet is your best friend. And you stop drinking. I was like, oh. And then you need to, you know, watch your portion size. Basically, be healthy, right? So I did to like, are you the type of person, because I'm this way, when I know if I do something good is going to happen, like something is going to reverse something, mm-hmm. I'm like, all right, I'm all in. Mm-hmm. I'm all in. So I went all in. I now weigh 187.
What?
I lost 20 pounds I've been working out too. But I lost 20 pounds by eating extremely clean and watching my portion sizes and not drinking and not eating after 8 p.m.
Wow. So, okay. That's
but low. Now that I... So here's the deal. Now that I've lost the weight, okay, my acid reflux... has gone away. It has gone away. And I asked the doctor, I'll go, why is that? He goes, well, some people, if they have bad acid reflux, I'm telling the story in case somebody's having problems out there. If they hit a certain weight, like they get a little overweight, that's when it's gonna act up the most. Or they're eating really bad, that's when it's gonna act up the most. Or you're gonna have problems. He goes, I don't think you have a gallbladder problem. I think if you're having sharp pains in your gallbladder and you're bending over and you're like, I gotta go to the hospital, and then it goes away, and you're having a gallbladder attack, and then it happens again, and it goes away, that's when you have a gallbladder problem. He goes, we could have done a scan of your gallbladder 7 years ago. I guarantee you probably had stones. You just didn't know it. He goes, there's so many people that have gallbladder stones, don't even know it. And you don't really know it until you have problems with it.
Have you ever had kidney stones?
No, I didn't have any. They checked my kidney. I didn't have any kidney stones.
I got those on my 23rd birthday. Happy birthday to me.
What?
It was the freaking worst. Yeah. Listen, I've torn my Achilles tendon and I've had kidney stones. And I think kidney stones hurt worse than tearing my Achilles. And those are supposed to be like two really painful things.
Because you got to pee them out.
Oh, yeah. I was like double over. It was my 23rd birthday. My boyfriend at the time like splurged and took me to this beautiful restaurant on the lake. I will never forget it. And I wore this green lace dress and I like buttoned in the back of my, and I could not like get out of the dress quicker. I was like, I ruined it. I felt so bad. He spent so much money on that dinner and we took like half of it to go and I didn't even eat it. And I still remember that, but that was the most painful thing.
I heard.
No thanks. So I don't know. Maybe gallbladder stones are also painful.
You know,
like kidney stones.
They come out the other end, gallbladder stones.
You throw them up?
No, the other end.
You poop them out?
Yes.
Oh. Okay, I was thinking literally the other end. Oh. Like kidney stones, you pee out. So what's the other end of peeing that'd be thrown up?
I guess so. Yeah.
Yeah, that was confusing.
Gallbladder stones go
I was
too.
Like, you throw up no, gallbladder stones? What a terrible time.
That's one's huge.
Yeah.
Wait, where does anxiety set into this?
Okay, yeah. That's what I'm getting at. So the breathing part.
Chuck's storytelling is where I get anxiety.
I know. Like, I need to know.
Oh, man. Anyways, so your gallbladder's fine. You lost 20 pounds by breathing fresh air, and now you're off to being healthy.
So the breathing part, I still said, well, I had little, like when I was younger as a kid, I had like little things that like little tics here and there. Like if I was really stressed out or like something was happening, or I would have to do something to kind of like shake it off, like a little tic or something, right? And then it would go away, and I never paid any attention to it. And I told doctors, he goes like, could it be a sign of anxiety? And then I said, now, I'm like, I got a lot of stuff going on. I got multiple businesses opening up. Got a new record coming out. All these things. And I got a son now. I'm a dad now. So it's like, I think there's a lot going on. And he goes, yeah, the breathing part, he checked my lungs, checked my heart. He goes, dude, your lungs and heart are great. He goes, the best thing you told me is that you can like run, jump on a bike, and you're fine. Because when I don't think about it, I'm fine. When I start thinking about it, and like, he goes, so I'm on anxiety medicine and I start it tomorrow.
Hey.
So I want you guys to, I don't want it to change me now because I like me.
Do you think it will?
No, he said it won't.
Anxiety meds.
I know.
Because I've had this problem for like 5 years.
It was anxiety.
Yes. Oh yeah. I was like the worst heartburn and I started taking them and they went away.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
It's we'll crazy. We'll have to compare what we take.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
Let me see your prescription. I'll show you mine.
What do you got? Xanax? That's not actually what Xanax, I think.
Nope.
Anyway, so that's that. Now, let's get into the show. Wanted to get that off my chest so I didn't have anxiety about it.
Woo-hoo.
Did you guys see the clothing line that Brittany Aldean and Cassie Rosa Wicks put out?
Sure did. Mm-hmm.
How'd you feel about it?
I am proud of them.
Yes.
How'd you feel about it? Good?
Yep.
Okay. So
how was the launch? It seemed stressful.
The launch was very stressful. My wife did circles around the kitchen table.
Speaking of anxiety.
I mean, maybe she has anxiety. But we had four shirts. They had four shirts and slogans. We did a little photo shoot for it.
I'm getting a parking ticket.
Right now?
Yeah.
Right now.
Out there.
I can see him moving. Exactly. He's not there. So he went around and I'm going to get a ticket in this lot right there. No, my lot. I mean, it's in this lot over here.
Why don't you go?
You know what? My wife is at Jason Aldean's bar to check out we're doing a little party there for her aunts. Mm-hmm. Aunts. And she got a boot on her car this afternoon.
Oh, well, I don't know that I'll get a boot, but I'm definitely going to get a ticket. So everybody pray for me. Because there's no freaking street parking here with all these tourists. Just kidding. I love you guys. Keep coming here.
All right, so here's the deal. They did a patriotic line. Super proud of them. I think it's awesome. I think it's a great line. And they weren't bashing anybody. They weren't saying anything negative about someone else that feels a different way. It was just simply putting slogans on a shirt that they believe in and that they stand up for, such as freedom. No big deal. Such as freedom. So these were the shirts. Military Lives Matter. Love it. Mm-hmm. Unsilent Majority. Speaking up for our freedoms, it says underneath. Unapologetically conservative. Okay. And then we the people, this is our country, on the back. Now, 99% of the feedback on these shirts were extremely positive. Mm-hmm. Extremely positive. The 1%, and when I say 1%, let me just get to it. I was really bored the last 2 days. Because I was watching Tucker sitting on the couch. So I looked and saw all the comments on the sale. So I decided to casually have conversations with these people that felt the need to say negative things about the shirt.
Really?
And I found it very liberating. to have a dialogue with someone that looked at these shirts and thought the worst things about them.
No, I'm actually curious what they have to say. Like what their reasoning.
a lot happening these days. But I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters, without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This summer, click into Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot and get after those outdoor projects with some serious cordless power from Ryobi. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. Leaves and debris are no match for the 40-volt power of the Ryobi leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Tidy up those flower beds and keep your walkways looking sharp with Ryobi's 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Yard work, done and done. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at your cordless power source, the Home Depot. Shop now at the Home Depot or homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Well, someone could wear a shirt that said something that I completely wholeheartedly disagree with, and I don't know that it would ever push me for me to like actively go after them.
Right.
Those people are sad. Honestly, I don't have anything nice to say about them. And it's not like, oh, they didn't mean it. Oh, they just want to be seen. No, F those people. On any spectrum, for whatever political belief, for whatever conservative or not, I don't care. Don't be a dick.
Yeah.
Well, God. Let me explain military lives matter. Military lives matter. I don't see that encompasses anyone who has served or is serving our military, fighting for our freedoms, fighting for our country. Now, that includes black, white, Hispanic, non-Hispanic, Asian, and other. Okay? Mm-hmm. That includes everyone.
Yeah.
Okay? Some people had a problem with this shirt. All right.
Did they say that it was like discriminating against someone? Or how did they not, why didn't they like it? What'd they say was wrong with it? Or did they just not like it because it didn't fit their idea of what's...
This is the majority, and there wasn't a majority. It was very... What the problem is if you say you're conservative, because it's a conservative line, mm-hmm. After conservative values. If you say you're conservative, what they were doing, these people, is they were just putting these shirts and... Brittany and Cassie and me and Jason, because we were in the photos too, they were putting us to the radical right.
Of course.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what they were doing is they were like, oh, radical right. This is what they are.
You guys are crazy.
You guys are crazy.
You think you're getting microchipped.
Yeah.
You're a racist.
Yeah. You guys stormed the Capitol. You guys did that. No, that's not how it is. Yeah. Like
generalizing.
Generalizing. So
blanket statements are very prominent in our society these days. For all sides, I think it's like exhausting. But I think if you really actually get down to the nitty gritty and you talk to people around you, we're not all crazy. We're all kind of similar. there's a lot of similarities between, even if you don't have the same quote unquote political beliefs, you do share a lot more in common than maybe what's presented and shoved in your face on social media.
Yes. And here's a, oh, sorry.
Oh,
well, I was bringing, I'm bringing up something because I wanted to read you a dialogue to just put it into perspective of just something. There were some people that were just rude, that they just didn't make sense. They just wanted to yell.
Oh, and my favorite ones are rude when they come from fake accounts.
Yes.
Not even zero real accounts.
With zero followers, all
like,
this
not
stuff.
Not only are you rude, you don't even have balls. God, get out of my face.
Yeah. So the intent of these shirts, right, is to, it's all about speaking up for your freedoms, right? And to be unapologetic about what you stand for. Now, we also believe if we want to be unapologetically conservative, I think someone should also be unapologetically liberal. Mm-hmm. I think whatever you stand for, you should be proud about it, right? I think everyone in this country, 1,000%, should always fight for their freedoms. That's all we are saying in these shirts. So if I found it, interesting how someone would want to take it and spin it towards the negative to fit their narrative, to then have an argument about it. Or to name call or say, oh, well, that's racist or homophobic or whatever it is. It's not. I actually had a really good conversation with someone that didn't like the unsilent majority. And by the end of the conversation, I've known this person for 15 years. By the end of the conversation, it ended with, hey, man, I appreciate your friendship. Love you. That's how a dialogue should go.
Yes.
He told me why the shirt bothered him. I told him why it did not mean that to us. And we both saw eye to eye and we were done.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Imagine
that's
that.
Shocking. Yeah.
Imagine that.
That doesn't happen.
So anyway, I'm going to. This one was funny to me.
Freaking hate that song.
Uh-huh. All right. This is someone that wrote me, and I'll give you the dialogue. So, because it's interesting to me, I think anybody listening right now, I'm about to say what I need to say, so I won't double say it. But the reason why I want to have this conversation on the podcast, because we're not a political podcast, but my family just did put out a very political, patriotic. It's not even really political. It's just patriotic, a patriotic line that does influence the conservative core values. Okay. So, lady wrote, a girl, really. Well, lady. This is disappointing. Not sure why, but I guess I held higher hopes somehow that Chuck Wicks was more open-minded, compassionate, considerate than this. As a military wife who always thought All I Ever Wanted, Us Again, Old School, and Salt Life were among the best solo male country songs of the last 15-ish years, it feels a little like being let down by what you hoped would be a red or pink starburst, but finding orange instead. I get wholeheartedly that it's not fair to expect anything at all from people in the public eye, strangers, but this one hurts to delete, unfollow, stop streaming, while I don't feel like I can support or spend money on any of your brands anymore. I do wish you all lots of love, kindness, and hopefully a chance to continue learning with an open heart and growing from others who have different lived experiences. I have tried a lot to understand where this way of thinking comes from, but I just can't do things that financially contribute to such a narrow viewpoint anymore. Okay?
The irony.
Wait, what is, I'm in a narrow viewpoint. What does that even mean?
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. She's like, that contradicts yourself. She contradicted herself four times.
Yes.
And I wasn't even counting.
All right. So here's what I said. Here's how I responded. Hey, Bree. First, thank you for your compliment towards my music. That means a lot. Also, thank you to your husband for his service. I have family in the military as well. I've also done a lot to give back to the military and their families numerous different ways. I enjoy it so much every time. I as well think it's disappointing that you would cancel or write someone off because they don't think exactly like you. You're judging my entire being and how I feel off of four slogans. Do you not believe in speaking up for your freedoms? Do you not think military lives matter, which includes everyone that has served and is serving, black, white, Asian, Hispanic, non-Hispanic, and other? Do you not like that we are giving back to Special Forces Charitable Trust to help the Green Berets and their families? Let's move on to the unapologetic shirt. Should someone apologize for who they are? And being conservative doesn't mean we don't see other views or standpoints and just disagree with them. Some of my best friends since I was a kid are very liberal, and we don't see eye to eye on things, but guess what? We're still best friends. The We the People shirt, that is to express that we will stand up for this country against anyone to keep our freedoms and to keep this country great, no matter the country or enemy that tries to take it away. These shirts exemplify the core values of what makes this country great. That's it. Don't make the mistake of reading into them to fit a narrative that somehow would go against yours. Again, I appreciate the love, but I challenge you to not be narrow-minded. You can have friends that are conservative. You can have friends that are independents. You can have friends that are liberal. You can have friends that don't look like you or talk like you or are from a different country. I have a lot of friends like that, and I support their causes and visions on a lot of things that don't line up as conservative. That is not narrow-minded. Your response is, but as you said, nothing but love. I hope you read this with an open mind and compassion to listen to others that may have a different experience than you.
Bless your heart.
So.
Dang, that was good. That was a good response.
She wrote back.
Oh,
of course.
She wrote back. Very kind of you to spend so much time on a response. Please know that no one is ever canceled to me.
You literally just said you're not going to stream my shit anymore, Bree.
Thank you.
Sorry, I'm...
Thank you.
I did not mean to be that passionate.
But the reason why I'm reading this to you is because...
Does it get me riled up?
No, it's because... it's okay to agree to disagree.
But correct, don't go out and say, I'm never going to talk to you again. I'm going to cancel you. I can't support your music.
And then say, oh, I never cancel anybody.
Because I never
you just
anybody.
Did.
I'm not narrow-minded.
I know.
Anyway, so very kind of you to spend so much time on a response. Please know that no one has ever canceled to me. You are still a human being, and your feelings are valid. I am not judging your entire being. We just feel differently about what these messages actually communicate. Though I can certainly recognize that your intent might not be as hurtful as someone from a position of less privilege may feel when they read them. That I do not understand. I believe my open-hearted, active listening, reading, and deep contemplations about the slogans you've selected is what brought me to this point of view. But I promise I'll never stop growing and learning and engaging in respectful dialogues with people who have come to other conclusions. Nothing but love for everyone, but sending a little extra love to your family this morning. Which mm-hmm. I read as, God bless you.
Yikes.
Right? Now, I haven't written her back because I do want to point out that you...
No, you don't write her back.
You did cancel me. Because
yeah, don't write her back.
Said,
she's not worth your time.
So, I
you
think
said,
I'm...
You said exactly please. What you needed to say, and it was eloquent, and it was to the point, and it was not rude. You didn't cancel anybody. You're not narrow-minded. And that's, you know... Heh.
And right. You're never going to convince these people, no matter what you say anyway.
Right.
I'm learning, you know.
The problem is like, I don't seek out people that feel differently on certain things and go try to pick a fight with them.
Right.
Because you have better things to do with your time.
The last 2 days I haven't been on the couch.
Except for the last 2 days.
I was on fire. I was like, come on, bring it.
Oh, God.
Anyway.
So your thumbs are sore.
What's crazy about that girl in particular is that, and I've thanked her husband for her service. Her husband is a Green Beret. The charity that we're giving back to is for the Green Berets and their families.
Ironic.
We literally are selling these shirts to raise money for her family.
Oh, man.
That's what I can never understand. I would go insane if this was a political show.
No, I would not be here.
I would go insane. Every day I did that, for the past 2 days, I wanted, because it was my wife's and Brittany's, and it was family. You know, if it was our family's line, I knew that Cassie was extremely nervous about putting it out there because of people like that, you know, and her work environment might, maybe some of them don't like the slogans or whatever it is, but people,
If you can't understand why military lives matter, if you can't understand that you should speak up for your freedom, if you can't understand that you shouldn't be unapologetic for what you believe in and what your heart says is right, we're not saying you got to believe in what we're doing. Don't buy the freaking sweatshirt. If you're not unapologetically conservative, don't buy that sweatshirt. Go make your own. It says unapologetically whatever.
Well, what they think is when you say military lives matter, you're saying the others don't matter.
But
that's why that's what they're thinking. But that's not true.
But it's not true. Yeah. That's not the argument, because it can't be the argument, because every race, creed, color, whatever you want to call it, is in the military.
Yeah. It's
All right. Do you guys want to get to the that was the fun part, right? Do you want to get to the good news?
What good news? Yeah.
Special Forces Charitable Trust, because they sold out of the line.
That's
sold out.
Awesome. So that's done?
Done. Like,
They
sold out. They sold out, and they were running the sale for 4 days. They only had so much inventory to because there's only so much inventory out there, right? You can say, hey, we got a gray sweatshirt. So they're like, oh, well, we only got like 10,000 gray sweatshirts, you know? So sold out before they can even. So that means that Special Forces Charitable Trust, once all the paperwork's done, they're probably going to get a nice check.
So, I bet.
Congratulations. Awesome. Congratulations to, what are you laughing about? What'd I do?
No, you didn't do anything. I just should be quiet. I have a lot to say, but not here. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
I am proud of them. I am glad that they did that. I feel like Cassie is, I don't want to say Cassie's a timid person, because she is not. I feel like she's very considerate of those around her, almost sometimes too much. I know that like sounds off, but I'm just saying, I know I could imagine how kind of stressed or anxious she was to put something out that is so bold.
Right.
Where I feel like Brittany is a little, you know, she's been thrown around a lot more through in the media over the past couple of years. So maybe she's, I don't want to say used to it, because I don't think you ever get used to it. But I do think that Brittany is a little more like tough skinned. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Than Cassie is. So I'm very proud that Cassie decided to do this and went for it, because I think that is.
She would definitely stepped outside the box for this.
Correct. That's what exactly what I'm trying to say. Not as eloquently as you did, but I just feel like I'm proud that Cassie put her foot down and was unapologetic in who she is. And I think that, you know, when Cassie looks back on her life and however many years, she's going to be really, really glad that she did that, because I feel like the more you are you and the more comfortable you are with you, the more you open the door for other people who may feel like you, but who are afraid, who are being put into the category of the silent majority or whatever it is. Yeah. Hey, by the way, you can be unsilent and still be a productive mom. Productive. Am I kidding? A little bit?
Okay.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Productive
yes.
member of society. Apparently that means you can't speak, but I just think that all in all, kudos to them. I'm glad. I feel like obviously giving back to a charity is admirable in its own right. And yeah.
Well here's the good news. That was a very successful launch of their clothing company. And there's more down the pike. Down the pike. And each time they do it, they're going to give to a different charity, which I find fantastic. How people find a way to complain about these shirts and giving back to a charity that makes a difference in Green Berets and their families' lives, and I have no idea, but that's on them.
This is like a way side right hand turn, but a few years ago there was a terrible tragedy in Orlando when I lived in Orlando, and we did an extensive amount of work for the hockey team that I worked with for charities that were supporting the victims and the victims' families. And you would be like, I couldn't even imagine the thought process of these people that were so nasty, even though it was like for charity, for this horrendous, horrendous tragedy that the people, their families, the city, all in all, everybody was, you know, processing and grieving. And my God, I was just like, that's when I came up with have the day you deserve. Yeah. Thank you so much. Have the day you deserve.
Have the day you deserve.
Because that was eye-opening and not a good way.
Well, I'm singing the national anthem before the half marathon next week.
The rock and roll?
Yeah, they asked me. And I sang on the show and I had people be like, you're terrible. And I'm like, okay, I'm singing the national anthem. Can we at least respect that?
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Give me a freaking second.
There's always going to be haters that don't
always like what
always
going to be haters.
So.
But just know that
they always say that comes from like within them. Like that's more of a reflection of them than it is you. And I'm just like, I understand that and I get that, but can they fuck off? Like, I get it. But like, can you, when I'm having a bad day, I think go into overdrive to not be a dick to other people, because I know that that's really me. And if I am a dick to someone, I'm like, hey, sorry, I'm just in a bad mood. Why do people do that?
Right. I don't know.
Chuck, you got me all fired up.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't mean to say that.
I've been fired up for the past 2 days. Well, not fired up. I just been like busy on the keyboard warriors.
Yeah. It's dangerous to look sometimes.
All right, let's go CMAs. Woo! Did you guys go?
I did. Oh.
Okay.
I did.
Sammy couldn't go.
Did you? Oh.
No, I did not go. I actually went to a coworker's house and sat out by the fire in a onesie and drank like 2.5 bottles of wine.
Oh, wow.
All right. I did not go. I watched it from my couch. I thought it was interesting. It was different. They did something very different than they've never done this before. They had the artist at the tables together.
Uh-huh, that looked like a party.
Sitting at I actually, cool. I think I may have liked that better.
I think they did too.
Yeah.
From the murmurs I've heard. Yeah, unless you got at a table that you didn't like people, that'd be awkward.
Right. Like, you know,
That was cool.
I thought that was cool. I thought Luke Bryan, I thought he did a good job. When Darius came on with him, I said, now that is who should be hosting the show, is Luke Bryan and Darius Rucker together.
Mm-hmm.
Are they pals? Awesome. Like outside in life, real life? Okay. Yes. Yeah. They've never done like a collaboration, but did they go on tour? Have they been on tour or anything? I don't know.
They have been on a song together.
Saying that that's the only way you can be friends. I'm just wondering.
Yeah, they don't hang in the same circle. Like Darius is really good friends, like people that golf. Like he's like, so Charles Kelly,
sure.
Darius hang out. Darius hangs out with
Sean Parr.
Does he?
I'm just thinking of golf people.
Yeah, Brett Young, I'm sure. Like, I don't know.
Jake Owen's a big golfer.
Yeah.
Anyways,
I don't know. Darius is friends with everybody.
I thought Luke looked very nice. I think his outfits were very on point. I loved that light blue velvet jacket he wore. I think it complimented his look very well.
Changed a lot.
I think it was exciting to see the star power that came in and joined him. Like you said, there was more than just Darius Rucker, but I think that they, you know, helped him through. Not that he couldn't do it himself, but I think it added a little extra pizzazz, if you will.
Yeah.
I do like that he made fun of himself, because I think that
he's king of that.
It's kind of like the elephant in the room that he's going to host a show he didn't get any nominations for. But hey, when you just rip that Band-Aid off in the first 30 seconds, nobody can have anything to say.
You got
to
do it.
I love it, though. And you he's just like, yeah, no, I'm not bitter. It's fine.
He made the Aaron Rodgers joke about immunized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that went over like a lead balloon at some tables.
I thought that was funny. They focused on Eric Church's face when he said it.
There was a lot of side eye.
Okay.
No, not just Eric Church. There were others that were not maybe so excited about it. There's a lot of...
Right.
Which, if you can't see me, I just did a side eye.
Crazy world we're living in. All right, vocal group of the year. Old Dominion won.
I was on a boat that day. 4 years in a row for those guys, by the way.
Incredible. I thought that was well deserved. Vocal duo. So vocal duo was Maddie and Tay, Dan and Shay, Brooks and Dunn, Florida Georgia Line, and the winner was Brothers Osborne. I love Brothers Osborne. I thought there were some people out there that were disappointed that Dan and Shay did not win.
I thought Dan and Shay would have. I mean,
I just, you know, but I just love Brothers, so I'm biased. Also, yeah. First same-sex kiss.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Stood up, just laid one on him.
Yeah, that's good. I'm proud of him. I'm glad they, you know, that he can be in his own skin and win an award at the same time. That's a good moment.
I agree.
All right. Music video of the year. I actually was pumped about this one. So it was Younger Me, Brothers Osborne, Gone, Dierks Bentley, Chasing After You, Famous Friends, and Half of My Hometown. I thought on a music video basis, I thought that was a great video. Thought they deserved to win. Huh. Sean Silva, did he do that?
That's what I was
going to say. I bet you he did, actually. Did he?
I don't think I've ever seen the video.
I bet. Well, Kenny Chesney with him. Hold on. Sean!
Is he even here?
I don't know.
Oh, man.
I just had a flashback to when you were a child.
Can you look up who produced the
music video for them
or directed? Yeah,
Kelsey Ballerini and Kenny Chesney. Oh. Half of My Hometown.
They got musical event as well.
I was bummed about that one. I wanted Chris and Kane to win.
Kane. I thought,
because I'm biased,
I thought everybody.
He's right there.
Did you do Half of My Hometown video?
No.
Oh, how did you get off of that one? Kenny was on it.
Yeah, but he was just a feature. I mean,
it was technically Kelsey's song featuring
Kelsey
Kenny
song and her videos. So.
Is it Patrick Tracy?
Yeah, Patrick Tracy.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
All right.
Yep.
Yep. Were you up for any of the CMAs?
No,
I
wasn't.
You should have.
Did the Jason and Carrie one that you did, can that be available for next year?
Yeah, that's not.
I think that's next year.
It doesn't fit. Because we've been voting on these things since like the summertime. They do like multiple rounds of voting.
Okay.
I'll be voting.
Knowing you was up, but it didn't make the final.
Knowing you. I think all your videos are great, Sean.
Thank you.
Including the one you're doing for Melorosa Wine Company. Yeah. Wait till you see that video he's doing. It's freaking amazing.
Awesome.
It's amazing. Single of the year. Hello of You, The Good Ones, One Night Standards, Famous Friends. Starting Over One, Chris Stapleton.
That is a good song.
He won starting everything.
Yeah, he swept.
Okay, well, male vocalist, guess what? Chris Stapleton won. Starting Over One for song as well. Damn. Was I in the bathroom or something?
Yeah. What's going on?
Didn't he get three?
Yeah, he got three.
Okay. Album of the year, Starting Over. So did he get four?
Oh, is that
so
four?
Four.
Oh, I couldn't even keep up after that. I was like, okay, he's just winning all of them.
Yeah.
Okay. So new artist.
I was going to say, you're like missing your power.
I was extremely excited for my Delaware boy, and we're both from Delaware.
He gave a shout out too, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, he's very Delaware proud. Jimmy Allen, I was very excited. He started crying, and I think
I even thought that in the moment. I was like, I bet Chuck's crying.
They panned to Lexi, his wife's face, and she was getting teary eyed. I was like, Chuck's crying. Chuck is crying.
I definitely was crying,
and it was like towards the beginning of the show too. Wasn't it?
It was like middle of the show, back half.
Three quarters of a bottle of wine in.
Still felt like the beginning.
Yeah.
Jimmy Allen, I thought that was real.
And well deserved. He hustles, he works hard. He's had great success on the radio, touring, Dancing with the Stars, the whole thing. Like, good for him.
Well, yeah, and you know that Jimmy Allen and I.
On the Radio Killers?
Right. The Radio Killers were in our bowling league. Guess what he did after the awards?
Went bowling.
Of course he after? Did.
He took his crew and went bowling where we bowl in our league at Tusculum Lanes.
That's
good. Is that Jimmy. Awesome? Till 2 o'clock in the morning.
Wait, I just heard he went to Disney.
And he's at Disney now.
Right now?
Yeah, he did.
And by the way, his wife gave birth 3.5 weeks ago, and she's just like mobbing through all this. Good for her.
When he was booted off of Dancing with the Stars, I was like, man, you did a really good job. I thought, he's like, dude, he's like, I was exhausted.
Yeah, I'm sure he's kind of relieved that it's over.
He goes between. And I felt that same way, actually, because we are lining up the same way, because you want to do a good job on the show and you want to win, right? But you also get paid the longer you stay on. So everyone gets a set amount to get on the show, right? Dance with the Stars.
Man.
They all get the same. Doesn't matter how famous you are, unfamous you are, whatever. You all get, let's just call it $100,000. Okay. So you all get $100,000 to be on the show. Okay. Well, if you go to week two, then you get another check for $10,000. All right, if you go to week three, then you get another check for $15,000. If you go to week four, $25,000. These aren't the exact numbers, but roundabout. If you go to week seven, blah, blah. So the longer you're on TV, the more money you make.
Sure, that makes sense.
So technically, Jimmy, he's only missing this next week.
Mm-hmm.
And then he comes back for the Fallon. He comes back for the, everyone comes back for the finale, so that everyone gets paid.
Okay.
On a financial standpoint, and on a, hey, look at me, I'm a cool guy, and he did his job.
Good for him.
He did a good job.
Yay.
All right. A little inside for Dance with the Stars stuff there.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from the Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This summer, click into Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot and get after those outdoor projects with some serious cordless power from Ryobi. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. Leaves and debris are no match for the 40-volt power of the Ryobi leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Tidy up those flower beds and keep your walkways looking sharp with Ryobi's 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Yard work, done and done. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at your cordless power source, the Home Depot. Shop now at the Home Depot or homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Female vocalist of the year was up between Miranda Lambert, Gabby Barrett, Ashley McBride, Maren Morris, and Carly Pearce. Sammy is looking the other way. I think that Carly Pearce is a fantastic country singer. And I'm so glad for her, and I'm glad that she won. Now, I'm not saying that the other girls in this category, guys, Sammy, that they're not good. Miranda Lambert's won it a ton of times. Gabby Barrett, to me, is too new. And Ashley McBride is, I don't know, she's not too new, but she's, I don't think she's really broken out yet. And Maren Morris, you know, I think she's, obviously she's a fantastic singer, but I just think Carly Pearce, I think it was her time. I think it's going to help her catapult into another stratosphere of her career, and I'm happy for her. Mm-hmm. She's been on Love Country Talk to Chuck.
She has.
Okay. Woo. Sammy, what? You staying out of it? All right. So everyone listen, Sammy works for Sony Records. That is why she's staying out of this conversation.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Oh.
No, listen, I'm okay. Fine. No, yeah. Like,
oh, I know something. Yeah, okay. Okay, never mind.
No, anytime that I feel like someone, especially I feel like female vocalist of the year or male vocalist of the year, anything that's not new artist of the year and you win a CMA like that, like you said, that really does catapult you into a different stratosphere.
Yes.
For your career. Of course, that's like, I mean, up until this point, I mean, when
did you see her boyfriend was there with her?
Yeah. She gave a really emotional speech, and I feel like that was true emotion. Like, she was really feeling it. I can't imagine that. She said this is like all I've ever wanted, and I can't help but believe her. Like, when she came in here, she was talking about the Opry, and she was talking about things that she was trying to manifest. And I feel like, yes, those are huge moments for her, but that maybe is not, I guess what I'm trying to say is like winning that award for her is like a stepping stone to something so much bigger. Where like when you're inducted into the Opry and you play the Opry, that's kind of like, I don't want to say like that's a benchmark of your career, but it doesn't get any bigger than the Opry. Like for her, okay, so now she's one female vocalist of the year. That could be a catapult to eventually one day be entertainer of the year. Yes. But you can't be entertainer of the year if you haven't won female or male vocalist of the year.
Right.
Is what I'm saying making sense?
No, because she is not. No, it makes sense. Yeah, it makes sense because she's, I mean.
I'm just saying that this was thus far the biggest night of her life because of how much it has set her up for future success.
Yes.
That's all that's I'm trying to say.
Yeah, okay. So you're happy for her too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So.
Honestly, Chuck.
Hey, we have, we're so inside the music industry. So we have different points of view, like how we think about who should win. All right. Julie and your mom, please come in.
Yeah, come in.
They were actually, these are like true blue country music fans.
Woo!
They're coming. Give them time.
I'm sorry.
Give them time.
I'm excited.
But before they come in, let's talk about Entertainer of the Year.
Let's talk about Entertainer of the Year.
All right. Chris Stapleton was up for it. Miranda Lambert, Eric Church, Carrie Underwood. I was honestly a little disappointed that Jason Aldean or Luke Bryan was not in there. But Luke Combs wins it. I think that's great.
How are you not
going to
hit the button for me?
Oh,
I don't have it. I don't have it.
Oh, you got to hit
it.
Come on. This is where it should be.
This is the worst.
And it's not. That's my great.
Luke Combs is going to be entertained of the year and I don't get freaking air horns.
Get the air horns.
Hold on.
I'm not going to keep you long on air.
Okay.
It's Julie and Leslie. Leslie. Her mom is here. Here, Leslie, stand up. Get up to the mic.
Get up to the mic.
Here, you're up first. You're up first.
They can't hear us.
Well, no, they can hear us in the room. You can hear. If you just talk into the mic, you're fine. All right. Now, Leslie, where were you sitting for the CMA Awards? You be honest. Be honest like you were before.
In the nosebleeds.
In the nosebleeds. In the nosebleeds.
That's okay.
How was the view from up there? Was it chilly?
Not bad.
Not bad.
But the view wasn't real good. It looked like a bunch of ants down there.
I know. I hate that for you.
And we're saying, who's that in the yellow? That's got to be somebody important. Who's that?
I know you didn't miss Jimmy Allen. He had pink on.
Right.
So you knew where Jimmy Allen was.
We did know where he was.
Did you enjoy it, though, even though they were at ants?
Yes.
Little aunts?
It was like this, to have all those stars in one place.
Yeah.
It's kind of exciting.
Yeah.
To say at least we've been there.
And is that the first time you've ever been to the CMA Awards?
The awards, yes.
An award show in general. Have you ever been to another award show?
Not that I can think of right now.
Okay. Have you, would you see it again if you knew you had better seats?
Oh, definitely.
Okay. All right. I know some people at CMAs. I feel like we can manifest next year. Do not let me forget this, Sammy.
Yeah, just put a note in your phone right now.
Because you know I will.
Yeah.
But, or Julie, you can DM me and be like, hey, don't forget. You said we'd try to get us better seats. Okay. I can at least do better than nosebleeds, I feel like. So that will be the goal. That will be the goal. I'm not promising it, but it is a goal.
I feel like it's a doable goal.
It is a doable goal.
Yeah.
It is a doable goal. I'm going to send this. I'm not going to send what we thought about the CMA Awards to the CMAs, but I'm going to send this section of the podcast to the CMAs because you deserve to
see. We didn't say anything bad.
I thought, okay, let me say this about CMAs. I thought everyone sounded fantastic.
Yes.
So, because it is different when you're in the room, mm-hmm. when you're in the arena, you get that arena sound and you're like, oh, this sounds great. But sometimes that doesn't translate onto the TV.
Yeah.
Onto the board mix.
I do think, though, I mean, forgive me or correct me if I'm wrong, but I could only imagine being an artist and you finally got back out. This was the first award show country music has had that felt even a little bit normal in a long time. And you got to think that kind of fed into the energy of the artists performing. Not only that, but like you said, all of those tables are right there in front of the stage. So all their pals are just like hanging out, having a good time. It's almost like a banquet dinner, but just like, oops, accidentally an award show popped up.
I like it because it does get kind of weird because when you have seat fillers,
yeah,
like when you have the seats around, they have what they call seat fillers. So if Luke Bryan gets up or Darius or whatever, and they get up, well, they need to fill those seats so when people see it on camera, it doesn't look empty. And sometimes, well, they kind of vet out the seat fillers. Usually the seat fillers are awesome, but some artists, they don't like to be next to the common folk, you know?
Yeah.
That's not, now in country music, that's not,
Country musicians, we're all cool as shit. Mm-hmm. So we want to sit by. I mean, we want to sit by everybody.
Just a little more down to earth.
Yeah, down to earth. But in general, that's what seat fillers are. So I thought it was cool that they had tables where you didn't need that.
Yeah. Really.
So who knows? I wasn't there. So they probably had seat fillers for the tables.
What was funny was to listen to the guy that did the countdown. Like, we have 1 minute before we're back online. And then 50 seconds. 40 seconds.
And you were up in the rafters just throwing your shirt up above your head going, yeah. Woohoo! Party!
And they did it between every commercial. And we said, we wouldn't like his job because he's...
Were the artists getting up and moving around in between? Oh, yeah, that's how it is every year. And he's like, we have 3 seconds. Sit your ass down. Like, that poor guy.
Yeah, note to you guys when you go. That ain't for you guys. It's for the artists that won't sit their asses
right,
down.
Right, right. Well, yes. We knew that.
So you had a good time. So tonight, what are you doing tonight?
Going to the Grand Ole Opry.
That's right. Ooh. That's right. Now, are you from Michigan?
Yes.
Interesting. Your accent is very... I'm from Delaware, and you sound like a lot of my aunts and uncles and like that accent. So it's maybe Michigan, Delaware. It's the same. And we're guessing it's east. It's north. It's north.
It's north. Michigan is directly north.
Yeah, it's way up north. All right.
What part of Michigan are you from?
Grand Rapids area.
Grand Rapids area. That's only right. An hour from where I went to college.
Hello.
Central Michigan. Fire up tubes.
Yep. Awesome.
There we go.
Julie, you had a good time?
I had a great time.
No complaints?
Other than the seats, no.
Other than the seats.
I shouldn't even complain. I was just grateful to be
there. How did you get the seats?
Through that organized tour that we're on right now.
Oh. Yeah,
so they got the seats for us. So
it was a package deal.
It was.
All right. So what are you doing on this organized tour in Nashville, Tennessee? Oh, it's like it's a destination now. We're a destination.
Oh my gosh, for sure. I mean, I've been here so many times, but I've never, and there's always something new when I come. So, right.
You're telling me.
I know. We live here.
Yeah, I'm like driving here. I'm like, this road doesn't connect anymore. Okay, there's a building.
Wow, a restaurant.
Okay. That happened quickly.
We went to the Bluebird Cafe. Okay. I love that. We went to, what'd you say? You said something.
The Hermitage.
Hermitage. Oh, the Hermitage Hotel.
No, we went to Andrew Jackson's
home. That Hermitage. Okay, Andrew Jackson's home where he lived.
Yes.
Huge farm.
Huge.
Huge. Don't say that. People might get mad. You're associating yourself with someone.
Yes.
We're going to Paula Deen's for supper tonight.
Wait a minute. Paul?
Her restaurant.
Okay.
No, this Paula Deen's. The one that's near the Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah.
That area.
She just opened. It's relatively new.
Okay. See, I didn't know.
Like within this year. Yeah,
okay. I did not even know that.
Yeah. Yep.
So wait, so you just like went on how to do tours Nashville.com. What's happening here?
I was signed up for this newsletter.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay. Is this like a service that Nashville offers now?
No, this is a company out of Michigan. Tours.
Countryside
Tours, yep. And they organize everything for you. So I wanted to bring my mom here, and I'm like, we should do that because we don't have to stress about what we're doing.
Yeah, someone makes the plans for you, and you just say, take my money. I'll see you there.
Yep.
All the meals.
It's my kind of vacation.
The hotel and everything. The transportation.
Where are you guys staying?
We are staying at Comfort Suites on Elm Hill.
Elm Hill.
Oh, so you're out by the airport.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
That's why they get the bus. That's why they're busing you around.
Yes. Exactly.
That's nice, though.
It's nice.
You don't have to deal with the riffraff.
I will say this. If you plan a trip to Nashville, be prepared. If you're going to stay in the city, hotels are not cheap.
Right.
Oh, God, no.
Like, we want you to come here, but just be prepared. You're not going to find like $100 a room.
Right.
Deal.
That was one of my favorite things about, I mean, other than all of the obvious, when I purchased a home, is that I finally had space for people when they came to town. I'm like, hey, I got a guest room upstairs. You don't have to spend $500. Just, you know, I live 6 minutes from downtown. It's a $6 Uber. So that, I feel like, you know, listen, if you guys need a place to stay, I like Red One. It's my form of payment.
You're in luck.
Melorosa.com.
Now, you guys listen to the podcast all the time.
All the time.
Do you listen to it? Or
no, I don't.
Leslie?
You listened to it with me a couple times. Yes, you have. Okay. A little bit.
Yeah.
I like that she keeps it real.
I know.
I love it.
Now, are you gonna listen to this podcast? Or
of
you,
course.
Yeah, you are. Boom.
Been watching it live, and next we get to watch it on the...
Or listening.
Listen, yeah, we'll listen to it. We do put clips up of the show that you probably showed her. And I'm excited that you're here. I'm excited that you're enjoying Nashville. It seems like you are doing all the right things.
Yes.
Super jealous of the Paula Deen thing. Didn't even know that existed. Super hungry now, too. I don't know if my acid reflux is going to...
I don't know that that's a clean diet.
Sorry. I don't think Paula Deen is going to work into the acid reflux diet.
The main ingredient for Paula Deen seems to be like butter. So I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's going to fit.
Bread and mashed potatoes.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Now, do you like wine?
Of course.
Leslie, okay.
I know she ordered some of your wine.
We did.
And all right. Several we're waiting bottles. For it to come.
That's right. Well, this is a great transition, guys, because Melorosa, we're going to Napa Valley tomorrow. Okay. Mm-hmm. We're bringing the whole family out there. Tucker's going. Mm-hmm. We're going to film the whole thing because we're officially bottling the Melorosa wine. So your mm-hmm. bottles that you ordered will be shipped this coming up week. They'll be shipped right to your door. I'm also going to send you, Leslie, a bottle of each. I'm going to make sure I get your address. I know you ordered some. I know you ordered some. Thank you. But I'm going to send you some. Okay.
Thank you.
Just two. Don't peek too early. Okay. Don't. I don't want you just down in both of them.
Don't hang out with me.
I'll try to resist.
So I'll send you a bottle of the Cabernet Sauvignon and then a Sauvignon Blanc. And you can figure out which one you like best. And then hopefully you guys keep it in your family collection. Oh, you just keep on drinking because everybody knows once you pop the bottle, it's gone.
Right.
So, you know, our goal is to have this live in as many homes as possible. So my family is extremely excited about it. So thank you for being a part of that in our process. So anybody out there, we are going to Napa Valley. It's here. It's time. Melorosa.com. If you order right now, you'll also have an entry to win a cruise. So, and you ordered around the flyaway. We did a flyaway to Nashville for the grand opening party, mm-hmm. right? Invite only. We did pick the winner. I know it wasn't you.
I know.
But here's the good part. Here's the good part. If you did order during that time for the flyaway, mm-hmm. you're also now in the running for the cruise.
Okay, so we still got a chance.
You're good.
Okay.
You're good. You're still, so it doesn't matter when you ordered. We already picked the flyaway winner. And we're going to announce it soon. But now we're transferring into the cruise. And that cruise will be next December out of Fort Lauderdale, 7-day cruise. Sammy's going.
My whole family's going.
Sammy's going.
So apologies in advance.
And I'm going to post all that stuff where you can buy, because I'm doing two private shows on it, acoustic shows. If you don't win the cruise,
Get to do that? Do I have to like pay separate to see my friend perform? What's going on here? Like, can we talk about logistics before we get on there?
Do you think I get comps to this thing?
Who do I need to talk to? Okay, then I'm not coming. I'll see you sing for free here.
All right. What happened to just hanging out with all the
cruise? I mean, I'm going to hang out with you. That's free. Chuck, don't be so salty. I'll watch Tucker so you guys can go hang out.
Oh, you are going to go on a cruise.
I just said I'm going on the cruise. Oh, I said you have to pay separate to see you perform on the cruise.
No, that's part of the cruise.
Okay, that's what I asked. You're looking at me like I'm an asshole.
I thought you were saying that you weren't going now. I'm like, well,
I'm going to go on a cruise.
Yes, you are. Okay.
Yeah, I just didn't know if you had to pay to go to the concert.
It's all part of the deal. You get two private shows. If you don't like my music, don't go to them and just drink the wine.
I am great at all of that. Yeah.
And we're going to have two private wine tastings. It's going to be fantastic.
Bougie.
So anyway, that's all happening. Melorosa, MelorosaMelorosa.com. Melorosa.com. Check the Instagram. Cassie and I are going to go crazy and what we're doing and stuff. So anyway, sending you bottles, Leslie.
Okay.
I'm glad you enjoyed CMA Awards. Mm-hmm. Julie, glad you enjoyed it. Enjoy the Opry.
We will.
And that's it. That's it. I wanted to make sure
you
guys
are joining us. This is our first live guests.
Guests.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I guess my family was here, but that doesn't count because they're my family. No offense. They're great. But
maybe this will be the episode that gets us over the hump of 1 million downloads.
Maybe. I mean, I do think that they brought a lot of pizzazz. So. A
lot of pizzazz. I know Michigan's going to be listening.
Hell yeah.
A lot of our friends will be listening for sure.
You're going to have a lot of new fans as of today.
Really? Yay. From Michigan. Michiganders.
Really? Well, I can't give away that much wine, but I'm going to give Leslie some wine. All right. Thank you, guys. Great. Love Country Talk to Chuck. Get it anywhere you listen to podcast. Make sure you subscribe, like it, love it. I want some more of it.
And chicken nuggets.
And chicken nuggets. No, I can't. That's a reflux.
Getting old is so fun.
Oh, God, I'm old.
Love Country, talk to Chuck.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.